for the next few minutes, I'd like us to think about one part of that story in particular. And as we think about one part of that story, I've got a very important job that I need some help with this morning. Would anybody be prepared to help with a very important job indeed? One person. Thank you. Two people. This is a good start. However, I think I need to make sure I select just the right person for the job with just the right skills. So I'm going to ask everybody, if it's okay, to stand up for a moment. Now, I think probably this needs to be someone very level-headed and calm and full of common sense. So if you're someone who is full of common sense and good in a crisis, sit down now. Okay, that's good. A few of you, I'm going to say a few of you in the medical profession, I think maybe you can have that one. Okay, I think probably it should be someone who's very responsible and used to hard work. So if you currently have a job, please sit down. Okay, I think probably I'd like somebody kind of bright and smart. You can measure intelligence in lots of ways, but this time I'm going to say, if you've got a degree, please sit down. It's not the only way to measure intelligence, I hasten to add. Okay, it's good, good, looking helpful. I think it'd be useful to have someone with lots of skills. So if you have a full, clean driving license, please sit down. How are we doing? Okay, we're slowly whittling people. It is a very important job. I think this needs to be a job for someone with real maturity and gravitas, held in esteem by the community. So if you are over 50, please sit down. I like the fact the over 50s are, thank goodness I've sat down. I need somebody really, really honest and trustworthy, preferably who's never done anything wrong. Preferably. If that's you, if you've never done anything wrong, please sit down. Okay, we got a few people left, handful of people. Let's see, last of all, I think probably in this case it's important to have someone who can count really well. So probably someone who goes to school and does maths. So if you go to school and do maths, please do sit down. Who have I got left? Is Anna still standing at the back? Sean, how old's Anna? 3.5? 2.5? Do you think she's responsible enough for a very important job? I don't mean to be funny, but she's the only one left standing, and the important job is this. I have a whole basket of chocolate eggs, and I really need somebody to look after them till the end of the service, and then to give them out at the end. Do you think she's the right person for the job? No. Unfortunately, she's the one that's left standing. She's the one that has been randomly chosen with those arbitrary questions. So if I just give these to you, shall I give them to your mum to look after? I'm not very responsible. You're not very responsible either. It's fine if there's a minor slip. If it's actively helpful to have a minor slip, that's okay. Very important job. I found somebody hopefully right for the job. Hopefully right. We'll see. At the end of our Bible reading, that reading from John, Jesus gives Mary a very important job. He tells her to go to the disciples and to tell the disciples that he's on his way to God. Her job, in essence, is to tell the disciples that Jesus is alive. What's surprising about this story is that Jesus chose Mary for that important job. Because actually, Mary wasn't a very good choice. For a start, she was a woman. And at that time, nobody listened to women. So if you had an important piece of news to share, you wouldn't have told it to a woman. You'd have told it to a man. But Jesus gives that news to a woman, even though he must have known that people wouldn't have listened. Mary was also someone who had done lots of things wrong for the grown-ups. She had a colourful past, in inverted commas. You would have thought that Jesus would have chosen somebody good and worthy and deserving of such an important job. But he chose Mary. Mary, in this story, is very emotional. She keeps bursting into tears all the time. This is some really important information to share. Surely Jesus would have chosen someone calm and level-headed and logical who spoke with authority. But this woman, she keeps bursting into tears. And of course, Mary doesn't actually know what's going on in the story. Just a moment before, she mistakes Jesus for the gardener. She hasn't actually got a clue what's happening. Why on earth did Jesus choose her? I find it surprising that he chose someone who was basically a very unreliable witness. If she was in court, I suspect she would be thrown out as an unreliable witness. And yet she is given the most important job to tell people that Jesus is alive. Let me read you a few verses from Acts chapter 10, which is our second reading today. It says this: "We are witnesses of everything he did. They killed Jesus by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." I suppose you could say that we are people who have met Jesus. We've not met Jesus in quite the same way that Mary has, but in some way I suspect each of us have had some kind of experience or sense that Jesus is alive. And just as he entrusts that important job to Mary, he gives us the same job. We are called to be witnesses and to share the news that Jesus is alive. I suspect that most of us feel like unreliable witnesses. We struggle to explain our faith. That's when we have the courage to talk about it. We're not really sure we understand the resurrection ourselves. Perhaps we feel unworthy or not quite up to the job. But none of that matters to Jesus. He simply wants us to pass on that news that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is real, and that Jesus is risen. There are 2.2 billion Christians around the world. And who is it that got to share the news that Jesus is alive on that first Easter morning? It was Mary, the worst possible choice for such an important job. And yet look what happened. The faith grew and spread. And today he entrusts the same job to you. You are the person that God has chosen to share the good news that Jesus is alive. Amen.